there. God bless you. God keep you. God preserve you. God protect you and God provide for you as you continue to support us in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to today's podcast titled Desperate Single Sister. Desperate Single Sister. The Bible says in the book of Genesis 2 verse 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. May God bless his word in the name of Jesus. To be desperate is to be miserable, to be distressed, to be hopeless, to be despairing, to be downcast, to be overcome, a feeling that a situation is impossible to deal with. Desperation is not part of God's plan for you. As a single sister, looking for God to settle you with a real man, not a male. It is better to be married than to be single. When you marry your friend, but if it has not happened, don't force it. If you do, you will pretend in pain all your life. What are the signs of desperation? 1. When you are in courtship and you are always paying the bills at restaurant when you go out. 2. When you begin to send your money to your male friend who has not married you yet and it has become a routine. 3. When you shop to drop for him as if you own a fashion shop just to kiss him and make him look good. 4. When you are gainfully employed or own a business, but the guy has no job or showing interest in getting one. 5. When you are getting to the point you are willing to foot the wedding bill right from the engagement at your family house. 6. When you are ready to get pregnant to trap him before marriage. 7. When you are the one pushing to move in with him without him formally inviting you or paying your dowry. 8. When you babysit him. 9. When you bankroll his debts. 10. When you set up a business for him without a clear-cut vision on his part. 11. When you see every bachelor as a marriage material. 12. When you are ready to compromise your faith. All these signs can only hurt you in future. What you don't work for, you don't value. A visionless man is on a trip going nowhere. With you on that trip, we end in heartbreak. Money can buy you love, but money cannot keep the love. The day he struggles to love you, remember, he never worked for the love. He will replace you with actually what is his exact standard. My counsel to you is, trust God and trust the process of God settling you with a real man by serving him and worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. Let God see in that state and say to you, eliminate the desperation so that you don't attract every trouble around in the name of I must be married. I pray for God's divine intervention in your life and God to give you grace to wait for his timing. If the reason behind a late marriage in your life is the work of any form of wickedness, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and preserve you and make it before you. Thank you for your continued support of this podcast. For somebody out there to receive the truth and be blessed, please share so that we can get more support and reach out to more people in Jesus' name.